and Dr. Claire Allen, helping you redefine yourself. When I was a child, before the age of 10, I would walk down the laneway and head towards the church even before the service began. I knew that no one was going to be in that church. I knew it was going to be quiet. I knew it was going to be peaceful. Anywhere that you go that is quiet and has no distractions allows your non-physical self to flourish. You see, you were born with so many talents, with the ability to create miracles around you. This is your non-physical self. But as you came into this world, in your physical self, you came into a family. You came into circumstances where the world is full of rules and conditions. And through those rules and conditions, you were shaped to think and to feel certain ways. But deep down in you, your non-physical kept crying out, wanting to be unleashed, wanting to take center stage. But the more that you embarked upon this world, the more the conditions increased, the more the expectations increased, and the more that your non-physical sense decreased. The only way that you can increase the non-physical, the spirit, or as the Chinese say, the Shen, is to find sacred space, to create sacred space. In your home, do you have a place that you can go to? It doesn't matter if it's a room, it doesn't matter if it's a tree in the backyard, but a place that you can go to where there are no distractions. I ask you a question. If you don't have a place like this in your life, how are you coping right now? How are you coping right now with all the chaos around you? You see, as a leader, one of the greatest things I know, and one of the most humbling things I know, is that it is not my physical self that creates success, but my non-physical self. It's the all-knowing. It's the ability to tap into a higher level of consciousness. It's the ability to rise above all the problems of this world. And the ability to tap into something greater than my physical self, greater than my intellect. This non-physical being of me has superpowers, can create miracles. Once unleashed upon the world, it can do great things. But this non-physical self is pure. It is here to serve humanity. It is here to help other people. It is not defined by conditions and rules. It is free. Free to explore. Free to do things that your physical self cannot do. It cannot do because it is bound. It's like prison wire around it. It is bound by the conditions of this world. But your non-physical self is not bound. It is not bound. It can travel this world. It can see great things. It can call upon great inspiration in your darkest hour. Don't live the lie that says that intellect is superior. Your brain is the most superior thing that you can have. Now, I believe in the power of the mind. I believe in the power of thought, but when I combine it with faith, it is like miracles start to happen around you. I cannot begin to tell you the times that I've called out to the universe in my non-physical self, and the universe has given back to me miracles. Things that are beyond my understanding that now I do not even try to analyze them. Right now, in the moment that you stand, you may not even believe what I'm saying, because your rational brain will take over. But if you did for a moment believe in what I'm saying, and you did believe in your non-physical self, in your spirit, what would that mean for you? What would life look like for you? I think it would redefine you. Your non-physical self is your spirit, and it is calling out within you. Do you ever wonder why you get maybe frustrated, disgruntled, you don't feel happy? It's because you're not in alignment with your spirit. You know, because if you're not happy right now, you're not in alignment with your spirit, with your non-physical self. Because when you're in alignment with your spirit, then you smile on the outside and you smile on the inside. I'm making this podcast to say to you that it's time. It's time to tap into your spiritual self. It's time to find sacred space. It's time for you to be all that you are meant to be.